It's time for Adam Carpenter's Outdoors Show. Get ready for the latest news from the DNR. Hunting and fishing reports, sports, weather, and local news. And it's all wrapped up in with great bluegrass and country music. So tell your mom you'll call her back and strap yourself in, because the Outdoors Show is on now. Here's your host, Adam Carpenter.
Well, hello and welcome to the Outdoor Show. Thanks for tagging along this afternoon. We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with a special guest is on the phone with us now, Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. Hey, we got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show from the West Branch Sportsman's Club. Dan Rademacher's back with us. And we're back here on the Outdoor Show today with Richard P. Smith, famous UP author for deer and bear hunting, and you also have DVDs.
Superior Outfitters, this is Nick.
Nick, Adam from the Outdoor Show, you got time to chat?
Yeah.
Excellent. Wanted to give you a call. Pretty encouraged with the reports I've got. Hey, we got a special guest joining us here in the studio. The Vice President of the Michigan United Conservation Club's George Lindquist is back with us here. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Adam.
Hi, this is Adam Carpenter from The Outdoor Show on 103 FXD. And thank you for your consideration and taking the time to listen to this montage to give you an idea of what I do Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Every day I check in spots around the UP to try and find compelling stories, fishing and hunting reports, news from the DNR, as well as other unique outdoor activities around the UP, like winter fat bike riding and surfing on Lake Superior. I mix it in with a little bluegrass and alternative country, as well as some classic country. So let's get to it. Have a listen to several parts of interviews that I've done over the last year, and thank you again for your consideration. We got a really cool buck story for you now, deer hunters. We got a special guest joining us via the telephone, Carter Tryon. He's 13, and Carter, you shot a monster buck, didn't you?
Yeah.
You ever seen one that big in the woods?
No, never.
Not even close?
No.
Do you know what it ended up scoring at, green score?
This rough score is 143.
143, that's huge. That's bigger than any buck I've ever shot. My biggest is in the 120s, well, 121 and a half, I think it was. So you got me beat. Let's talk about, generally, where were you hunting?
I was hunting Cornell, Michigan, Delta County.
Okay. And do you guys have a deer camp there?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. How did the deer camp react to this monster buck?
Oh, they were excited for a young kid to get a nine-pointer.
Hey, Brian Rolls back this week with us on the Outdoor Show from the Department of Natural Resources. Again, Brian, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And let's remind folks, you're the wildlife biologist. And tell them again what you specialize in as far as species.
I am the point person for wolves, a lot of the depredation work, cougars, feral swine, and moose to some extent as well.
This time I'd like to talk about a couple of different things. I want to talk about cougars in the UP. I want to talk about wolves and coyotes as well. So let's start there first. You know, wolves are kind of out of your control right now. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the man sitting here who wants responsibility for wolves in the UP. And that has been taken away from you by the federal government to a greater extent.
It sure has. I mean, yes, we can do some management, but really we cannot do anything until we get those off the federal endangered species list. The state itself is in the process of appealing the federal judge's ruling.
Joining us on the Outdoor Show again, Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, things are fantastic out there, Adam. We got fish in the rivers. We got rising water levels. We got perfect water temperatures. Everything is good if you're a fisherman right now.
I'm wondering why this year the natural presentations for fly fishermen are working better versus, you know, nuke eggs and egg patterns in general.
This is total speculation and totally a guess. I put in some time on the river. I generally have an idea of what's going on, and severe decrease in the salmon population. Well, if the salmon are in the river heavy and thick, what are they doing? They're spitting out eggs, and those fish key in on eggs. If you don't have that coming, they still have to eat, right? So they're looking at the natural presentations, the bugs that are floating around the river. That's what they're hunting for, because the salmon populations just aren't there. That's my guess.
Sunshine, a fishing pole, good tunes, and Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on 103 FXD.